Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, get extra fucking nasty. As I see the earbuds on Periscope, I got my girl, Kelsey Obsession.
Hello.
She is in the building. This girl does it all. I mean, honestly, like I said, you are like the queen of all things crazy, sexy, wild, and everything in between. I fucking love her. Like, period. I fucking love her. And I seem to have lost my document, but that's okay. We're all good. But yes, we are going to be talking about some interesting fetishes of my own. As you may or may not know, Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. It's like second to my birthday. I go all out. The house is kind of decorated in Halloween wear. You guys can't really see it, but you've guys seen in previous ones. But tonight, we're going to talk about horror films. I love horror films. I don't care if it's a slasher, a ghost, aliens. If it's scary and classified as scary, I'm all for it. I don't even care if it's like the shittiest scary movie and everybody's like, oh my god, don't waste your money. I'll go see it just to get my void, because let's be honest, there's not a lot of scary movies out there, I feel, in society right now that really genuinely scare me. If anything, they make me horny. Yes, horror movies make me horny. Very horny.
Now, do you wish that you could be scared, or do you? Are they almost your porn?
It's honestly, it's my porn, I'll tell you. So, this is what happened on Saturday. I really have not been smoking or drinking until Vegas, and that's also why my weight is dropping, because I really have not been indulging a lot. So, scary movies and chill, for real. Yeah. So, I decided to challenge myself. I've never seen The Shining all the way through.
Oh, really?
I've never seen The Shining all the way through. I've seen bits and pieces. I know, you know, the story because I've read the book. I've even seen the remakes, but I've never seen the original 1980s film. And I found myself insanely horny. Now, maybe that's because I was dealing with the fact that I had a month-long period, which is now done, and I've been fucked properly. Yes. But I was so sexually frustrated that night. I'm literally watching the movie, and at one point, I found myself reaching in my vagina and just, like, fingering myself to an oblivion. And then at one point, I was like, fuck this shit. I need the Hitachi. Now, you remember the scene where Jack Nicholson goes into the hotel room that his son claims an old lady strangled him.
Okay.
There's a scene where Jack Nicholson gets off to the fact that he sees this naked chick before him. Doesn't know what the fuck, where this lady came from, but she's in the bathtub naked. And of course, men, you see boobs and you go like, gaga. I don't understand. Like, time stops when you see boobs. Like,
well, this was an 80s movie too.
Yeah.
Right? That was boobs central.
Boobs central. But this had full blown nudity. I mean, I saw bush, titties, ass, everything.
That's great.
It's a humor film, you know? It was artsy. So they share a passionate kiss, but all of a sudden you see the girl's body morphing into an older, decrepit, dead lady. So he instantly goes from being so horny to like, what the fuck did I just kiss? And he's like disgusted, but yet here I am just, I'm gonna come. And then all of a sudden I forgot the part where, yeah, it turns into an old lady. And quickly my lady boner just like
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was so just too much.
The old ladies. Okay, well, we know what gets you off and what doesn't.
Right! Old ladies just don't get me off. I'm sorry. You know? But so then I was like, okay, let me put the movie on pause. And I decided to check out my girl, Joanna Angel. And the newest release from Burning Angel is called Cindy, Queen of Hell. I think everybody should watch it. It's like in 4 or 5 parts on burningangel.com. I still have my login because I'm awesome. But that movie, I just saw the first scene. Not even the full-blown movie, but the first scene, which is about 20 minutes. And seeing Joanna get double-teamed by Small Hands and Xander Corvus in devil outfits. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm done. And it's horror related. Okay, the devil and his like minion are fucking this girl, and they're like, we are from hell, like I'm from Satan and I'm going to invade your pussy. And I'm just like, oh Lord, yes. But like, I love the horror porn genre too. They have the Walking Dead series.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
So guys, I'm telling you, if you're not even a fan of Walking Dead, but you love porn and you love tatted chicks in porn and like zombie costumes, definitely watch it. The Walking Dead
series. I feel like zombies must be a fetish, like, increasing every year with Walking Dead, right? Like,
definitely.
Because they weren't a thing, like, 10, 15 years ago. No. Because I know zombies from when I was a kid was like,
right.
Which, with the toilet paper, you might wrap around yourself or
right.
something.
Right, all that, you know, like, they thought they were mummies. And then, I mean, you look at movies like Dawn of the Dead and, Shaun of the Dead, which is a horror comedy.
That's
it's a
right.
great movie. But I feel like zombies now are becoming a little sexier. I've even noticed on The Walking Dead when they started bringing in like the sex scenes, I'm like, hold up. Motherfuckers just got time, you know, when zombies are about to kill you to just have sex. Like, first of all, you probably smell so bad. But damn, the sex in these shows now, it's crazy.
It's like peeing. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
You gotta go. I mean, it's human nature. I mean, the end of the world is near.
Especially because we might be dying.
Right.
I mean, we might as well.
I mean, I'm just waiting for the creators of Walking Dead. I don't know if anybody works for Walking Dead, but I think Walking Dead should literally have an ultimate sex scene where the zombies just invade the bedroom and like bite some chick's neck off or bite the guy's dick off, and they transform and continue fucking each other. You know, I think that would be so hot. That would get me just like, ooh, ooh la la.
All the skin falling off.
Yes.
Out. No,
I love it. I love it. Like, the more blood, the better, girl. More blood, the better. Now, you were telling me before you've seen horror films, but you don't.
I'm not a huge horror fan. Like, I've seen movies that are scary, right? But
yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm more of like, oh, we figure out like the comedy movies or whatever. I was trying to think of like the last movie I went to see that was a horror movie, and I was like, it couldn't have been Scream, like in the movie theater.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about Scream 3 the other day, about how someone spoiled it for me.
What?
Yeah, this chick in, this is high school, comes in, and oh, she was so annoying, and she comes into my English class, she goes, yeah, just so you guys know, she lives. And I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. I know what I did what you did last summer.
Oh,
like,
those were the
I remember those from my teenage years.
Yeah.
I haven't in more recent years been into them, but I did recently see, and now, The Shining, actually.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it all the way through either, and I thought that I had seen it, but then you were describing the scene, I was like, I must have fallen asleep during part of it.
It's a slow movie. I'm not gonna lie. People think to this day it's like one of the scariest movies. I don't think it's scary per se. It's
like
a mind
weird.
Fucker.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Exactly. It's very artsy. There's a lot of music. There's a lot of non-dialogue things. Like, things just get in your head.
Yeah.
And it's all about the imagery.
So, okay, is it about, like, the feeling of the fear for you? Or is it, like, are you into, like, the dude in the... I can't remember his character. But you're Jack Nicholson or something.
Oh.
Like, oh, I want to fuck Jack Nicholson.
I think it's... You know what? It's a combination of both. I feel like some horror characters, such as Freddy Krueger, for example. I think Freddy Krueger in a weird, twisted, fucked up way is sexy, only because this motherfucker, think about it, it's kind of sexual. Every time Freddy kills a girl, it's always a sexual innuendo.
Mm-hmm.
Every fucking time it's a sexual innuendo. And the fact that this motherfucker only comes at you in your sleep, come on now. You might as well just tell me that it's like the man that is about to fuck you in your sleep. Like, you don't know what's going on, but you don't know if you're awake.
He's a creeper.
Yeah, he's a creeper. He's the ultimate creeper. But it's something about the hands and the way that he morphs himself into these dreams. I think it's sexy.
Mm.
You know, you're coming into my dreams or my nightmares, per se. Or, one movie I never, still this day, don't think it's really scary. I remember watching it for the first time. People got really pissed at me for saying it, but The Exorcist.
Oh, really?
Nothing sexy about The Exorcist. If I mean, okay, it is kind of bound. It's kind of borderline. And I'll say this. There's a scene where Linda Blair stabs herself with a crucifix in her pussy. But it's how she says it. She's talking about, like, the devil. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. And you try to, like, think, like, holy shit, technically this girl is 11 years old, but damn that voice. Like, can you imagine? You know, when you get, like, good dick or pussy and you're just like, ah, you get into, like, you know, you get in that monster mode, like, fuck me. So I'm like, hey, I wouldn't be offended if someone fucks me and they have an exorcist moment, they spin their head around, right? Or they just have this, you know, this is little, like, ah, fuck me. And like, I'm telling you guys, I can find any horror film and I will find some way to make it so sexual. But ultimately, Freddy Krueger, he can stalk me my dream nightmares anytime. Michael Myers, he's the silent type. Michael just likes to stab you.
Right.
But he's very quiet and he likes to analyze you. And it's kind of like the man who does cuckolding.
Oh,
if you think about it, you know, he's the man, like, he only kills women after they have sex, but he watches them have sex and then he kills them.
Oh,
and then he's
kind of cuckolding.
Yeah. And then he, like, looks at them, like, he always cocks his head. If you always know, he cocks his head and then he plunges in some more. And then he breathes and he's like, like, he gets that sexual gratification. I mean, for God's sake, the man.
I'm sure he goes home and jerks off after.
He probably does. I want to see. That's the edit of Halloween I want to see.
Right? Is, yeah, Michael, the dirty, you know, version. Yeah. What happens after the cameras turn off?
Right. Like, do you just wipe the blood off and just say, okay, I'm going to bed now. My job's done. I hacked up 20 different teenagers. They're not having sex. Or do you really, like, jerk off with their blood? That's what I want to see.
I imagine that serial killers probably do, right?
Well, I mean, there was, what's his name, Ed Gein, who inspired several horror films. I mean, Ed Gein ate.
Which one was people. He?
He's the one who inspired Silence of the Lambs.
Oh!
Yeah. I mean, he was the cannibal and the guy that used lampshades as human skin, and he would fuck the corpses. And you got Jeffrey Dahmer.
There's a fetish right there.
Yeah, I mean, corpse fucking, necrophilia, it's in. But I always get weirded out when movies partake necrophilia. Like, that's just something I can never come to.
You want to hear something weird?
Oh my god, yes.
So, I do you know who Anais Nin is?
I want to, like, say yes.
She's like a writer. I'm not super educated on her, but, like, she's written a lot of, like, dirty stuff. And there's also, like, something weird. Like, she had some kind of sexual relationship with her dad or something. There's some weird stuff about her.
Oh my god. Yeah.
There's, like, weird stuff about this person. But she's written a lot of, like, erotic writings and stuff.
Yeah.
And I had a book that was, like, a collection of stories, and there's some, like, really fucked up stuff in there. But it was, like, because it's written by a woman. Yeah. How it felt like. I'm like, all right, I'm okay with reading
right.
And there's a story, like, where, like, a guy comes upon, like, a lifeless dead body, like, next to, like, a pier or something, and he's so enthralled by how beautiful it is that he starts fucking it, and then, like, the cops come, and it's just like, oh, can he finish before the cops get
there?
The funny thing is, I actually got super into this story, and I was like, what does this mean about me right now?
That's how I feel. Like, every time I'm watching... Do you ever watch the show American Horror Story?
I haven't seen it, no, but I know it's super popular right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, so mine is this season. I don't really know how I feel about it, but they're known for their intense sex scenes. For being a cable show, they really do.
Wait, what channel is it on?
FX.
Oh, really? Oh,
I mean,
okay.
FX, they're allowed to say shit, and they show a lot of ass.
A little more than...
I find myself every season that I watch it, there are, like, 3-4 scenes that I'm always masturbating to, at least a season. Like, last year, Lady Gaga had, like, a threesome in which... You know, no one knew that she was a vampire, but she needed the blood, so she's getting on top of this guy, and she just bites the motherfucker's neck, and they continue to fuck in the blood with the silk white sheets, and I'm just like, God damn, this is hot. And I'm not even to blood play. I'm not into blood play at all.
Like in real life, like you don't actually want.
I don't like fluid. I don't like fluids.
Now, now that I think of this, I haven't actually seen that show, but when I was at XBiz, which is an adult industry conference last year, they were talking about kind of the ridiculousness of how many laws are, like, aimed at the adult industry, right? And controlling what we can produce.
Yeah.
And then if you watch shows like that, like, she showed some an excerpt where someone was fucking someone with, like, a strap-on that was, like, a knife or something.
Yes!
And it was, like, blood everywhere. And it's like, this is acceptable,
but porn.
People having sex is not. Like,
yes.
What?
And by the way, everybody, no on 60.
No on 60.
If you are in California and you're eligible to vote, I hope you register because it's done. So shame on you if you're not voting next week. Like, shame on you. But seriously, I feel like mainstream media just, like, they get it all twisted up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you show all these erotic images in a television show, but yet you show it in porn.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too risky.
We can use, sex sells everything, but we can't actually look at sex.
Right. No,
sex itself is so bad.
Oh, so, so bad. And so then it's like, all right, I get it. The reason why horror films were even invented in the first place and why sex comes into play in horror films a lot, it was to show abstinence. This was...
Really?
This was Hollywood's way to stop teens from having sex. The whole genre, if you go into the history of the slasher films, especially of the 80s. So, I mean, people try to argue, you know, who had the first, like, full-blown slasher film, but let's take it back to 1960. Psycho. Psycho, it's not that much of a horror film unless if you take it as a horror film. But I remember when I took this horror film class, yes, there was a horror film class in my university, and of course I was all for it. It was the best 3 days of my life, and I only had to show up 3 days, and I got an A, and write a paper at the end and watch all these fucking horror films. It was awesome.
That sounds like a great class.
It was amazing. Then it just got a little weird because the first night we watched Night of the Living Dead and we watched Psycho, so we were supposed to find out the thematics and all that, but then we were talking about the sexuality of Psycho. Psycho had a very controversial scene, and it wasn't even the infamous shower scene. It was because of the fact that... Well, who's calling me? It was only because of the fact that Janet Leigh, who's the main leader in the film, the main leading lady, she was in a bra, a white bra, or a black bra, in the opening scene.
Mm-hmm.
And so they thought that was too sexual. Nowadays, people see you in a bra and tank top. Like, it's like nothing.
Not even anything. Yeah.
But the first, like, 2 minutes of the film, you see a chick in a black bra and her lingerie. Hello, Whitney.
Hi, Whitney.
And she's in this bra, and you're like, what the fuck? Then they show her again when she's at the hotel, and now it changed to a white bra. So it was the sexual innuendos of that.
Mm.
Because of what she was doing, she was having an affair with a married man, so she was in the black lingerie.
Oh,
then
okay.
She wipes herself clean because she embezzles money. She goes to the hotel. She's wearing white. She's virginal.
She's pure.
She's pure. And people still, this day, still get scared like me. I have a shower phobia because of the knife scene. I don't like shower curtains, y'all. Don't like them. And people hate traveling with me because I shower with the window, like, with the shower curtain open, and I let the water all out. They're like, what the fuck, Sapphire? Get your own bathroom. I'm like, I don't do shower curtains at all.
That's hilarious.
I really don't. I really want to go to the Halloween party. What Halloween party? I don't know what Halloween party you're talking about.
I'm sure it'd be fun.
But I'm sure you
it's
can go
great
to it.
Check out people's costumes.
Oh, it always is. Always is. And I think that's also what makes Halloween sexy. You can be anybody or anything you want for the night.
Like Mean Girls.
Oh my god. Okay, can I just
I'm a mouse?
What about Seth Gamble? Hi, Big Skillet. But no, seriously, that scene out of Mean Girls.
So fetch.
That's so me though. I'm Katie that comes in with the horrendous looking outfit.
Mm-hmm,
I don't believe in slutty attire. You guys are gonna see for the first time this weekend the first time, like, Sapphire really is embracing her slutness.
But that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone should at least once.
I just never show tits and ass. I never show tits and ass on Halloween. Mm. I have so much cleave. I'm like going in a leotard one night. My ass is going to be hanging out. My tits are going to be propped up, right?
What are you
going to be? I'm going to be three different people, but I'm not going to tell you guys.
Ooh.
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
I don't want to tell people. You'll find out on my social media soon enough. But, you know, I think ultimately, I think it's fear, you know, coming down to the psyche, and maybe you can, you know, talk about it with me. But I think for people like myself who get off to these horror films, I think it is just the fear and the anticipation. It's something that you shouldn't. It's like the forbiddenness of it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it really is what taps into my sexual psyche at the time.
That's so funny. You know what's so funny is, like, so many things that we find erotic are things that we shouldn't. And that's exactly what makes them erotic.
Yes.
And then the funny thing, though, is, like, it's different for everyone a little bit, right? Like, your shouldn't is different from my shouldn't is different from
their shouldn'ts.
Your shouldn'ts.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do we end up this way? Like, why does that, like, what, is there something in your, and this is like, these are the questions that I'm always asking myself. Yeah. Like, I look at my own history, or I look at, you know, like, I know my husband's whole sexual history, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, is this related to this, or is it all just totally random?
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And I think that there are connections. I don't think that they're, like, direct necessarily. Like, I think sometimes it's, like, somewhere along the way, the sense of fear and the sense of arousal was connected. Maybe it's something like, oh, you were scared to masturbate, or you were scared, or something like that.
Right.
And for you, for whatever reason, that became really sexy. And then there's this, like, super strong connect. I mean, an orgasm is the most powerful thing that you can experience in your body. And so, like, to have that connection fused, like, with an orgasm is just, like,
it's a lot.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to be like, no, I'm just never going to watch a horror movie again.
Right. I think that, you know what, if you're going to watch a horror film, watch it with your significant other. I'm serious. I feel like if you're with your significant other, you guys might have, like, a glass of wine. You might smoke. I highly suggest that you smoke. Because, you know what? It can put you in such a good fucking mood. But it definitely, I think it definitely does.
And you all
does.
Cuddle each other like, oh, we're scared.
I do know who Seth Gamble is, Whitney. But we got to carry on with the show. Not about Seth Gamble. But moving on, I love how you were saying the taboo part. And let's go into fetishes, because you do a lot of fetishes. You know, have your website, which is really dedicated to a lot of fetishes and kinks that in a regular, you know, ordinary day, people might not find it sexy, find it attractive.
Right.
You know, it might actually scare them.
Yeah.
That's Halloween sex, y'all. But, like, you know, when you're doing, you know, filming, because I know that you film them, you direct them, you do it yourself, you know, what kind of fears do you tap into when people are doing these, like, taboos and fetishes?
That's so interesting. You know, it's funny because there's any fetish, like, whatever it is, there's like, what it is on the surface. Like, let's say someone, mouth fetish. People have a fetish for looking inside of your mouth.
What?
Yeah, that's one example.
Just wait. So yeah. I just open up my mouth on cam.
I've made videos where I'm literally just like, look at my tongue. Do you see my uvula? And sit there for like 30 seconds with it open. And they want bright light. They want to be able to see everything. Yeah, and that's just one example of one fetish.
I'm opening my mouth right now.
So she's just like, what?
I'm just like,
this is how you get a girl to do it, is you just tell her it exists.
What? Clearly, I'm in the wrong business, y'all. I will sit in front of a camera for somebody, and if I just got to show my mouth,
right?
Are you
right?
Kidding me? No, you want to look at my mouth all day? Come on now.
Some of the stuff that I film is, I mean, it's technically porn because people are masturbating to it, but I mean, there's nothing explicitly sexual about it in a traditional way, anyway.
And that's why this is why I love her so much, because you really tap into all these fetishes. There are fetishes that I never even thought about until I met her, and I'm researching her. I mean, I've known Kelsey Gosh for about 2 years.
It's been a couple years, I think, now.
Yeah, it's been a couple years, but when I first met her, I didn't know what she was all about. I'm like, okay, Kelsey is session. She talks about sex. She has podcasts, you know, and then I look at her website. I'm like, holy shit.
What is this?
Fart fart videos, that was the first thing. The fart videos got me. And then, you know, the armpit licking and the feet. And it wasn't even like coming on the feet. It was like people licking the soles. And
Yeah. I don't even incorporate a whole lot of sex into it. I mean, some stuff would be more popular, but it's the financial element of shooting those things and the practical element is more challenging. But the fascinating thing is that many people don't even need that. Mm-hmm. And some people, it actually even ruins it if you have genitalia showing in the video.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like they have a fear of it, or is it just like...
It's just not erotic to them. Or, you know, for instance, like... Okay, so let's talk about the farting fetish.
Yeah.
Which is the most popular thing that I do, which is funny. But, like, there are some people who their particular, like, brand of the fetish or their particular flavor is they want the girl to be wearing pants.
And really,
what I hear is part of the fantasy, at least for some of them, is that they imagine that if the farts get trapped in the pants, they smell worse. And I imagine a fart smells the same wherever it goes, but I mean, that's the fantasy, that's fine. But, like, to them, actually seeing that they have no interest in seeing the girl, like, you'd think it's porn, right? Oh, you just want to see your
butthole
farting or something, right? But, no, for those guys, and we'll get emails from people on both sides, people be like, why are there so many clothes videos? And people are like, why are there so many naked videos? We're like... A variety.
Right, we cater to all of them. Life.
Yeah, there's no wrong way to enjoy a fart.
I think I was, the other day I was creeping on your site, and I noticed that you were doing infantilism.
Yes.
And so the infantilism is where she dresses up like a baby, a real life baby. Diaper fetishes. And I'm just like, there's really it for everybody. And I love the fact that you offer something that's genuine, because I've seen other fetish-like sites where they only mildly tap into it. Like you said, you know, you have the pants off or not the pants off. I feel like there aren't a lot of sites that really cater to all, you know, of those fetishes where they don't have to be fully nude doing outrageous, you know, fetishes.
Yeah. And I really like to try to get into the mindset of like whoever is watching. And it's that's interesting thing is like even so that's what I was gonna ask. The same fetish, like let's actually use farting as an example. So farting, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many different ways that people can enjoy that.
Yeah.
That it's like, okay, some people just want to watch a girl. They want to watch a girl sitting on the toilet like as if like a voyeur situation, as if nobody's there, like they're just spying on her, right? Some people
watch.
Right. But then other people, their fantasy is like...
I'll hold that question, Lenny. We will answer that.
Other people, they would love to be interacting with it. So a common fantasy for some of our fans is that, you know, to a lot of guys who are into this, it's kind of embarrassing, right?
Right,
you don't
want
to be like, hey, baby, well, you know, some guys will, and sometimes it works for them. And
right.
Guys don't. And so some of a common fantasy is where he does something wrong. He forgot to pick her up from work. Mm-hmm. He forgot to, you know, do something or whatever. He fucked up somehow, and she's so angry that her punishment is just to sit on her face and fart. And in that fantasy, it gives him permission to enjoy it without ever having to ask it or put himself out there for it.
Right.
And so the same thing is like, oh, I have a fart fetish. That could mean totally different things depending on who you're even talking to.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so someone just asked, in your opinion, or even statistically, do you know what is the most popular fetish out there?
It's so hard because, A, there's not a lot of sex research in this area. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of money for it, for a lot of reasons, unfortunately, in my opinion. And then even when they do the research, usually they ask about, like the most exotic thing they'll usually ask about in a general, like, big survey is, like, anal sex. Like... And there was a research study that I read several years ago, and I read the little abstract. I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. It was like, all the varieties of ways that Americans have sex. I'm like, oh, yes. And I look at it, and they're like, some couples have anal sex and oral sex. I'm like, no shit.
Right.
That is not variety.
Tell me something I don't know.
I hope if you're going to the anal, you at least do something.
Right.
I'm just like, oh my God.
I mean, oh, sorry.
It's just hard to know, like, what the numbers are. But we can know some stuff from, like, Google searches. Like, mm-hmm. That's kind of an interesting thing. And, like, female domination is actually way more popular. Just generally, like, men like want women to be dominant. Like, way more than you would think. I mean, we have these norms where, like, the guy's supposed to be in charge and not make the moves and this mm-hmm. and that. And mm-hmm. so many guys are just, that's either, you know, they can do that some of the times, but they would right. love to switch it up, or it's just like, I'm always in charge. In charge. I would yeah. love to not be in charge.
Charge. And that I would be totally, sexy. Totally agree with you. Like, I, for the first time, I have a dom Ooh. For that reason. Ooh. You know, I hate being in power. I love being dominated by men, but it's hard to find men who would actually dominate me.
Yeah.
It's not like, and I've talked about it several times, and I talk about it a lot on the show. It's not so much of the fact that I want a guy to choke me out, mm-hmm. but I want him to actually take the power. It's not like, oh, I'm going to dominate you by fucking you on top, and no, I want a guy to paddle me, you know, flog me, all those things, fuck me with a fuck saw, which he has. Ooh. You know, I like it when someone is forcing me to orgasm,
yeah,
forcing me to release my sexual tension onto them. Mm. Like, I really enjoy it. So I can definitely see why, you know, all these fetishes and kinks can definitely be like, okay, look, we gotta tap into it. Then there needs to be, I totally agree with you, there needs to be more research on it, because I don't, just because I like being beat, I'm not saying that I was ever raped, molested, or anything like that.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah.
You know, but I like it.
Right.
I like it. There's nothing wrong with my brain. It's just, I'm tired of being the one always taking charge on a man. Like, I don't always want to just sit on your face because you asked me to. I want to be able to sit on your face because you fucking ordered me to, because I was a bad girl. And
I like
the,
that.
Yeah, like, ooh, nothing gets me wetter than a guy just, like, telling me what the fuck I'm going to do.
And that's the wait, funny wait. Thing. It's like, because you come across as, you know, a strong woman.
Yeah.
Right? And so guys probably look at you and they're like, oh, I want to be dommed by her. But really, it's like, a lot of times, it's not always, but a lot of times it is the opposite of what you
think. It totally is. Like, to me, I'm very bored. I get very bored when men ask me to dom them.
Mm.
Hi.
Hello.
But I cannot do it. It's just something in me, I'm just like, I'll take charge with the ladies, but the men, y'all need to...
Are you bi?
I am very bi.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I love the pussy. Are you kidding me? I will eat pussy for
vaginas
breakfast,
lunch, and dinner.
They are. I think vaginas are the most prettiest thing. They no are. Offense to men's dicks, but...
It's just a different, whole different game.
Yeah, I feel like vaginas, you just... There's just so many. And penises, yeah, there's long, thick, short, curved. Hairy, not hairy.
There's just not, like, there's no mystery to it.
No!
It's just, like, there.
And yeah!
Then, like, you get, there's dick pics everywhere, so it's like, even if we like you and we want to see your penis, it's like, there's
really?
Just so many of them around.
Yeah!
Just, I'm sorry if you own one, it's just not so special.
I just feel like sausages all up in my face.
Right, like, on the, you go on the internet and it's like,
It's overwhelming, but then you look at a picture of a pussy and you look
like,
at,
oh, I just feel like, kiss it. Like,
right! It's a pretty flower! Oh, I love, like, taking forms of girls, like, I'll spread them out, and as I eat their pussy, I like to butterfly or, like, shape their lips.
Labia.
Oh my god, I love the labia, where I can just, like, pull it back, and I'm like, oh, you have, like, a beautiful flower pussy, or
yeah,
it's butterfly
like a
pussy.
Butterfly sometimes, yeah.
Oh, the best. They're the best. And yes, we are still talking about, you know, all that, you know, jazz about horror, sex, and fetishy, you know, questions and all that. So if you have questions right now, shoot them out.
Yeah,
we're gonna keep going. I'm gonna give you some list of horror films or scary movies that I feel are ideal for getting laid or dating. And Kelsey, please chime in and tell me if you've seen them, never seen them, want to see it. Okay, so we already talked about The Exorcist. I personally just got bored, minus the fact that Reagan fucked herself with crucifix. Mind you, Reagan is like an 11, 13-year-old girl, but it's just the fact, like, holy crap.
It's a movie. You're
yeah, it's a movie.
Crazy.
It's
fine.
A movie.
Funny story about fucking yourself with a crucifix. And Angel, actually. There's, she we used to have the same DVD distributor as she did.
Oh, shit.
So, he told us that, I don't remember what DVD it was, but, like, she would send in, like, oh, all right, here's what I'm sending out.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's certain companies that are really strict about certain rules and stuff. stuff because they want to be super legally safe.
Right.
And so they'd send it back. They'd be like, yeah, we can't do this because, and then one of them was because she's fucking a crucifix. And so she had make a softer version of it because they're like, we're not going to carry this.
And see, again, people in the mainstream world, y'all can have a girl bloodying up a crucifix, but some girl is trying to get sexual gratification from a crucifix. You can't put that on a fucking box cover. Like, let's face it, all box covers in porn, they get blocked, okay?
Right.
You can't just go into a video store and just say, ooh, a box of porn, I'm gonna see it. Like, they cover that shit up. So who really is gonna give a fuck? You know what you're buying. We know what you're buying.
Oh, grown-ups.
Right.
We should be treated like them.
Please. That's, and see, again, that pisses me off that all these things happen in a horror film, but they can't happen in
porn.
Right,
the second you make it porn, it's like, nope.
And what justifies that porn? Nope. Because, let's be honest, horror films, they show a lot of tits. A lot of tits.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Half of the time, it's so
they're not necessary.
Right.
It's like,
I'll watch a horror film sometimes, and I'm like, really? That chick really had to walk around with no tits?
Yeah.
Like, really? She had to walk around with no shirt on? I saw that stupid remake of My Bloody Valentine, and it was the 3D one. Everybody's like, dude, I can't wait for you to see the scene with the 3D tits and you tell me what you think about it. I was like, dude, that was such a waste of 10 minutes of my life. Are you kidding me? If I want 3D tits, I'll watch the Avatar porn that Hustler made with Misty Stone in it, okay? I'll see that. If I want some 3D titties, I'll go see something else. Just like with Piranha. To me, sometimes when you get like the titty scenes in horror films, it kills it. It seriously kills it for me.
I just thought of a horror film that I've seen. Well, I don't know if you consider this horror. Is Sharknado a horror film?
Oh my god! You know what? I don't care what anybody says. I fucking love Sharknado.
I think I fell asleep before it, but I watched part of the last one. I was like, this is great. This is
It's fucking awesome.
I love this. It's so bad. It's great.
It's so bad. It's so good. And yes, I would say it's a mixture. It's sci-fi. It's horror. It's comedy. If you've never seen Sharknado, I'm gonna need everybody to do it. It is more of a comedy, but there are horror comedies out there. Just like the Chucky films, the first two, those were horror films. But then as Chucky got older, in real life, but I'm just saying as the films progressed, they were comedy. Just like Evil Dead, first movie with Ash is a horror film. The second one's Army of Darkness, and I forgot the other one, and then you got Ash versus Evil Dead. Those are comedy horrors. So, I mean, it still has the scare factor. Scream was marketed as a horror film, but it's a comedy.
Right.
It's a fucking comedy. And I think the show is awesome, but I think we might see the last of the Scream show, which sucks. It. Please tell me you've seen It. Stephen King.
I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah, a long time. I had a friend who, she lived in Chicago, and I would go out in summers and visit her, and she liked horror films and stuff, and so she would put one on and fall asleep, and I'd just be sitting up like... I just be like, I'm not just gonna watch this. And I'm pretty sure it's been so long, but I'm pretty sure I saw that one. It's like under the sink, under the street, right in the grates or something.
Well, it's a clown who hangs out in the sewers.
Okay, the sewers. That's the one I'm looking for.
He hung out in the sewers.
I do remember this.
Yeah, and stalked kids. Very creepy clown. And this is the only movie with clowns that I can actually enjoy. Ooh. I do not like clowns. Ooh. Now, do you do clown porn?
Never done it.
Okay.
I met a guy who's like super big in clown porn, which is like hilarious. I didn't know that was a thing.
Please get me in touch with that guy. I mean, the way that the clown frenzy is going now, I'm gonna have to. I just don't want a guy.
A friend of mine said you should do lesbian clown farting porn. That's the niche of the year. I'm like,
lesbian clown farting. Okay, Kelsey, how would you direct the lesbian clown farting?
I guess you like have them honk a horn and then they fart.
Like, are they gonna like? Oh my god,
they're gonna
do this.
Out of a car. Wait, hold on.
I say you stick a balloon, like an empty balloon, in a girl's butthole.
In her butthole, and then she
farts in it.
Oh, that would be good. And it gets a balloon fetish too.
There you go.
See, you can be a porn director.
Everybody says that. I'm gonna need cotton candy. No, I'm never having an actual clown ever show up in my house. The day a clown shows up to do a podcast, like he can be a clown. You can be a clown.
I know what to do if I'm pissed off at you.
Girl, I'm telling you, I don't know, you guys. I'm very scared to go to Vegas this weekend because I know there's going to be
totally
clowns.
Clown people.
There's going to be like a horny clown, a sexy clown, and I'm just going to be like, get the fuck away from me. Stop looking at me. Like, I don't like clowns. I genuinely shit my
pants. You are legit scared of
clowns. I am legit
not
scared.
Not like horny scared. You're just scared.
No, there is nothing.
Okay, so like circus is not cool at all.
Fuck no.
That's so funny.
You like the clown I Snapchatted you? No. And I don't know if you... Which clown did
you're
you
like,
send
wait,
me? Because a couple people... there's... at our office right now at Sirius, our office decorator, our office secretary, she decorated the entire office. And there are clowns. Like, there's one big-ass clown I Snapchatted yesterday, and it's literally taken over someone's office, and it just peers out like this, and it's full clown makeup, and it has, like...
That's creepy.
Yeah, and it has a sign saying, I have candy, and I'm like, no... No, fuck that. Then there's like by the security camera. Now there's a new little clown just sitting on there saying, smile. No. No, I don't do clowns, y'all. I really don't do clowns. And I saw the dumbest horror film involving a clown, and it was called Clown. Am I going trick-or-treating this year? No, I'm going to Vegas. So unless if Vegas has trick-or-treating where they drop, like,
fun.
Shot, that's what they
that
need to do.
That's a good idea.
That's what they need to do. Trick-or-treat for adults, and you give me shots and weed.
Yeah.
Why don't
you
dispensaries?
You only need a few houses, and then you're going.
Yeah, just a few houses. You don't go to a dispensary and be like, trick-or-treat, and they give you, like, free grams, free joints. Come on, y'all. Y'all can do that for one night. Hotels open up their bar. You carry around and be like, trick or treat. Hey, you get a shotter. You get a shotter. You get a shotter. Oof. Have I seen the movie Trick or Treat? No, and I heard it's good.
Is that a new
movie? It's fairly new. It came out. It's a cult film, actually. I think it came out in like early
2000s. Oh, okay.
Like 2005-ish. And I think there's two, right, Reggie? I think there's two now. But that seems to be... a major modern day horror film that everybody loves. I don't know why. I've never seen it before.
That's funny.
But I heard it has sex in it. It has creepy stuff in it, and it's good. Shining, we talked about Amityville Horror.
I haven't seen that.
That's the one where the house in Long Island or somewhere in New York is haunted, and it possesses a family.
Mm.
And it's based off of a true story, but the dad gets possessed by a demon in the house, and it possesses him to kill his entire family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've heard of this story.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds remade it, and it was a horrible remake. I mean, even the original Amityville Horror, it wasn't that great, but a lot of people got aroused by it. I was reading a psych paper on it, on, you know, certain movies and why people get off to it, and this woman said it was something about hearing voices and telling you to do something. But I'm like, you're gonna get turned on by the fact that a ghost is telling you to go fuck up your whole family?
Kill.
Yeah, like, you can tell me anything, like, go fuck yourself. Okay, gladly. The demon told me to go fuck myself in the basement. Okay, I'm gonna do that. That's sexy. That would be, I would make the horror parody of the Amityville Horror where the house tells you to go fuck everything. Serpent of the Rainda, I still this day have never finished it, and I will never probably finish it because I don't like cannibalism.
Ooh.
That movie is way too scary.
Oh.
It was made in the 80s, and this guy goes to, I think it's the Amazon or something, wrong spelling, but Pet Cemetery is good. But he gets possessed by these, like, Mayans, and they're cannibals, and they take, like, he went to Haiti, and the Haitians in this community are cannibals, and they take over people, and they start, like, having LSD trips of some sort. It's really bad.
Like, from eating them?
Yeah! It was weird. Weirdest, scary film that I've never finished because of that. Here's one. I sincerely want you to watch this. Just because. Do you get creeped out by, like, a lot of blood in, like, certain areas? Like, are you a gore person where you're just like, oh, no, I'm going to throw up?
I'm not, like, going to throw up. I'm okay. Just, like, not going to look at it.
Oh, my God. Okay, I want you and your husband, I'm going to challenge you to this.
Oh, my God.
You've got to watch Contraction. There's a phase one and phase two. And I watched it with a friend of mine, and literally our ongoing joke is it started with a vagina, because it really did. This horror film basically says, what if STDs started the zombie apocalypse?
Oh, great.
So this girl goes to a party. I don't want to give the whole story away, but for those who really are going to get, like, sick to their stomach, I apologize. But, like, girl goes to a party. She blacks out. She says she has sex, but she doesn't remember with who. So over, a week... First of all, she goes to the bathroom. She thinks she got her period, so she plugs herself up. Next thing you know, her vagina is falling in the toilet.
What?
Okay?
Oh, my God.
Like, pieces of her vagina are falling out in the toilet. Then she goes to work, and, like, basically her body's, like, it's basically, it's decrepit. It's deteriorating very slowly. You're like, this... You keep telling yourself this all started because a man had sex.
She's like becoming The Walking Dead.
She literally was. So there's this one sex scene in the movie. There, the girl's like, first of all, the man in this movie, he's so fine, but I was like, you're a dumbass. So you see that your girl is literally, you know, her eyeball is not an eye anymore. It's like all pussy. Yeah. And then she has a normal eye on one end. Her mouth is all fucked up. But yet you get so horny that you want to stick your dick in this girl who's dying. So he sticks his dick in her. They have sex. And he starts saying, oh my God, you're so wet. But what? Ooh, I feel you all. He's like, I feel you all over me. Girl. He has sex with her. And there's maggots coming out of her pussy. And he's like, you're so wet. And it's wet because she's fucking dead. She's fucking dead. The name of the movie is called Contraction.
Oh my
and it's
God.
On Netflix right now.
That's horrible.
Yes. And the second one just gets worse. Because the second one, instead of it being a girl victim, it's a guy. Yeah. It was like, I couldn't have sex for a week because of that movie. God, I was like, if I have sex, there's going to be a guy saying, oh my God, my pussy's so wet. And I'm going to think is, no maggots come out of my vagina.
No maggots, I swear, no maggots.
No maggots. Yeah, you know what? For what it was, it's a stupid movie, but it's actually very good. But I was just like, this man, clearly the director probably had a vendetta against pussy. He probably wrote this in the midst of a breakup and just said, I'm going to make a horror film that's going to change horror films for the rest of the life. Like, everyone's lives.
Funny thing is, for some people, they're probably were like, oh my God, I really like this, and why do I like this?
Yes! I literally, we sat there for 10 minutes and all we kept saying was, it started with vagina. This man does not like women. This man doesn't like to have sex. Like... That's all we kept saying. So if you really want to see this, I mean, it might get you laid that night. It might not. But everybody should see Contraction.
Oh, my God.
It's not Contraction. 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 To wrap it up, I still this day think that Hostel is one of the sexiest horror films. Only because... It just really shows how stupid Americans are. Now, you're laughing. Now, I'm taking... You've seen Hostel.
I've seen parts of it.
Okay.
It was the farthest thing from sexy to me. I'm just like, this is horrifying. I'm never staying in a hostel ever.
But
I
think about it.
Nothing happened. It was
right?
Fine. It was totally fine.
That. Yeah, I stayed at a hostel. I was like, this shit didn't happen. What the fuck? I didn't get no horny guys coming in my room trying to fuck me. Like, no, none of that happened.
It was totally normal.
Right. It was totally normal. But then you see this movie and you're like, it's all about horny Americans trying to fuck European chicks. And these chicks are just luring you to your death in the most fucked up ways imaginable. And I think in the second one especially... Everybody skip the third. The third one takes place in Las Vegas, and it was stupid. stupid. But yeah, Hostel is kind of scary.
That's what you were just saying about them luring the guys in. That's funny because that's like an old, like, that, like, tale goes back. It's told, like, yeah, so many times. Like it goes back, like, you can go back to, like, the Greek stories and the sirens.
Yes.
Right? Like, leading the men astray.
Astray,
like,
yeah.
Like, we're, what's that, there's a word, like, we're, Jezebel. That's not the right word, but it's, like, we're the temptresses, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're gonna throw you off your track.
I mean, guys, y'all be careful this weekend. If she's hot, and she got an accent, you better run. Mm-hmm. You might wake up with a foot missing, your dick missing. But, like, seriously, the sexiest scene, and this also goes back to what we were talking about where porn has, like, restrictions. There's this one scene where a lesbian woman requests for this, one of the main characters, and who's a female. She's suspended high in the air, and the lady who's about to kill her takes a bath. And so you're like, why is she not drawing water and she's suspending this chick? Well, she gets one of those, I forgot the proper term, but it's what the Grim Reaper uses.
I don't know how you pronounce it, but a Sith?
Scythe?
Something like that?
Yeah. So she has that, and she's, like, swaying it back and forth to this girl suspending, and I'm like, oh shit, no, she's not. I'm thinking that she's gonna gut her. No. She slices her throat and bathes and masturbates in her blood.
Oh, what?
And, like, I think one of the biggest rules in porn is you cannot have...
Oh, no blood.
No blood. You can't even show periods.
Like,
that's what I...
Which is totally natural. Like,
yeah.
It happens once a month.
Aiden Starr was telling me she wanted to do... I think it was Aiden. Aiden Starr told me a story about someone wanting to do a recreation of that scene and make it pornographic. And they said, no.
Yeah, you won't be able to sell it.
But I'm just like... No. They do this in a mainstream film.
Yeah.
You can masturbate and fuck each other raw in blood.
Right, but the second we see penis, vagina,
right,
penetration, nope, now we can't do any of that.
I swear, guys, they got it ass backwards.
I want to let you know about themisfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire Zero Play is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop Culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire Zero Play.
Things going on with you that you would like to share, right?
Yeah, so my site, kelseyobsession.net, the tagline is the Temple of Female Filth, because that's what we specialize in, and so I've been doing this for 7 years, 7.5 years now, which is crazy, and over the years, so I actually got into this, and I was only going to do porn for, like, a couple years.
Really?
While I was in grad school, and then once I graduated, I was going to delete it all off there and, like, right, pretend like it never happened.
Yeah.
Which... totally, like, someone would have found out. Like, totally.
Totally.
Like, totally. So it was a terrible plan. But part of what kept me around was that I realized that, like, I was getting all these really interesting questions from all of my viewers. They weren't just like, oh, hey, you're hot, can you do this? But they'd be like, hey, like, I have problems with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or I would love to talk with my, you know, wife about this fetish or this fantasy. Like, how do I do that? And it dawned on me where I'm like, okay, like, so many people love to hate on porn.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of bad porn out there. So, like, they're not totally wrong. But, you know, like, it's not meant to be sex education either.
Right?
Like, any more than Hollywood is supposed to tell us how to have relationships.
Definitely.
Or sex or anything, right?
Definitely.
But, like, instead of fighting this uphill battle against, like, no, we shouldn't look at porn, why don't we just use that space where all the eyeballs are anyway to actually talk about, like, Yes. Real sex, you know? And so you can enjoy the videos that I make, and a lot of people do, and that's great. But what really kind of has kept me around was really trying to help people with their real life sex issues. You know, it's one thing to be able to get off, which is fun. But, you know, if you just get off and then, you know, you go to sleep next to your wife and neither of you have told each other what turns you on ever. Right.
The communications laws.
Yeah. So basically, I'm the November 15th in a couple weeks, I'm going to do a webinar for all members of my website and all of my company's websites. We have mine, which is kelseyobsession.net. If you like girls farting, Fart Fantasy is a video site of solo girls farting. Fart Domination is where girls use their farts to
dominate
guys.
Hey!
These farts are inescapable. And then Lesbian Ass Worship, which is some girl-girl ass play site. Mm-hmm. And basically, any member of our site can can participate in this. And it's a webinar I'm going to offer called... what the hell did I call it? What did I call it?
She has her cheat sheet.
Why does that turn me on? That's right. Why does that turn me on? Because that's actually one of the biggest questions that I get, which is like, I like this. Like, I'm okay with it, but like... What does this mean? Like, am I a freak? Is like kind of the big, like the underlying, you know, factor, feeling to that question. And I mean, whether you're a freak or not, I don't think it has anything to do with what turns you on.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
Some people are pretty normal.
Yeah. I mean, just because one person does, and I've noticed this a lot with the girls in porn, especially, they might do some crazy outlandish shit on porn, like in front of the camera. Then they step out of it and they're like, what? I just have normal sex.
Right.
What?
Right.
What? But you just, girl, your asshole opened up and rosebudded and, oh, what you mean you got normal sex? Whitney, you're good. It's all good, girl. But it's crazy.
And then people use that to like base their fantasies based on like, oh, I would love a girl who would do that. Yeah. It's like, well, some girls will, some women won't. Mm-hmm. But you don't even know that like the person that the whole thing your fantasy is based on is they're actors. You know, like they're paid to
do this.
And the good ones have fun with what they're doing, so it doesn't feel like they're acting, or maybe it's real or realistic, right? But like people have these, you know, kind of like romanticized, you could say, like ideas about what sex should be,
right?
You know, for guys it's romanticized based on porn, for women it's based on crappy
movies.
But neither of which is really a great feature on good sex. I mean, you have to be able to have those embarrassing conversations and, you know, deal with, you know, issues of feeling guilt or shame. Like I got a question from a guy once, and he was like, I finally told my girlfriend about my fetish, which is like feet. He loved feet. He wanted, he really, really wanted a foot job, just like a hand job only. Using feet instead. Right? All right. Like, you know, cool. Most, that's not the craziest thing in the world.
Not at all.
Either. And so he finally, they could do it, and she was open to it, and he wasn't able to come then. And he's like, so now what? And I'm like, that's the interesting thing, is there's this fantasy like, oh, if only someone will do it with me. And then sometimes, oh, wait, there's more to it than that. And most people have a lot of guilt, shame. Mm-hmm. Even the people who you look at and think are so sexually open, most people have some.
They have the reverse.
Because we just live in this fucked up society where it's so wrong, even
if you
just
act
to
upon
enjoy
something.
Yourself. Right?
Yeah, if you act about it, you think about it, you're automatically like, oh, you're not normal.
Yeah. So like, there's a lot of different ways that you can kind of learn to deal with those emotions to where, you know, for a lot of us, it's probably never going to totally go away unless the whole society changes, which is unlikely by the time we die. But, you know, working towards it, we're trying to help.
Progress, y'all.
Conversations.
Progress.
But there's different techniques that people can use to kind of deal with things like anxiety in the moment. You know, there's a lot of reasons, for instance, why that guy might have not been able to come, right? Anxiety, having, you know, you feel shame, so then you get anxious around what turns
you
on.
You have a mental block.
Then your body goes into fight or flight or freeze mode, and then when you have all of these chemicals, which is, that system is designed for if you're getting attacked by a bear or something, not, oh, I'm scared of what my girlfriend's going to think. But nonetheless, we're so programmed that it's negative that it goes sets off. And when you have all of those hormones and chemicals going through your body, the sexy ones aren't going to work. So there's ways that you can learn to deal with this stuff in the moment so that, you know, we can't change the whole world, right?
Right.
But you might be able to change your own experiences so that you can actually have a lot more fun with the stuff that you do like.
I like it. So the webinar is on
November 15th, okay. 5 to 6:30 Pacific time. And you can get more information at, oh, actually, we have a link set up for kelseyobsession.net/sapphire.
Awesome.
If you want to check that out. And there's all kinds of info on there about that. And
I'm going to put that in the, if you're subscribed to the Misfits Podcast Network or subscribed through iTunes Podomatic, the link will be on the description. So kelseyobsession.net/sapphire.
KelseyObsession.net/sapphire. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And then you'll find out all about the webinar there. And it's only $1 to join the site anyway. So
dude,
it's like, basically, like, you know, I don't really want to be offering this stuff out there for free for
right.
children, especially underage people. Like,
yes.
Especially as a porn performer, like, anytime anyone emails me, they're like, I'm only 15. I'm like, deleted.
Right.
No, I'm going there.
Bye-bye.
So, just to make sure that we have, you know, grown-ups in the room.
Definitely.
And when you join the site, you get to watch 10 free videos anyway. So you can check out all the weird kinky stuff that I do and
see
your friends and see if you like it.
See, guys, sometimes paying for your porn gets a perk or two.
Right?
God damn it, people. All right, so once again, where can people find you, follow you?
Follow me on Twitter at Kelsey Obsession. I think my Instagram is Kelsey Obsession XX because I had one that was deleted because they like to do the porn people.
Fuck you, Instagram. Fuck you, social media.
Right? And my site, kelseyobsession.net. I'd suggest you go to /sapphire so then you can check out info on the webinar.
There you go.
Why does that turn me on? And we'll talk all about that.
I'm definitely going to check it out for sure. And all right, everybody, that's it for the show. Remember, you can follow me at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. Don't forget that this weekend I will be in Vegas. So that means that next week there will be no Sapphires Air Play on Wednesday. However, you can get your late night tea fix with Yasmin Daly.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.